Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've got a lot to get to for you on this Monday morning. Coming up a little later, we will talk to Alexandria Leung, president of the St. Louis University College Republicans, because the one and only Dylan Mulvaney of Bud Light fame is speaking on campus tonight. And a lot of people have been talking to Alexandra about what, if any, plans her group might have to say about that this evening. We'll get her in studio here at the bottom of the hour, so be sure and stay tuned for that. If you missed it this weekend, this is what happened, Carl Middleman, if my computer is back up here.
April 20th is considered the biggest day of the year for marijuana users. Hours ago, one of the area's largest cannabis celebrations took place along the Del Mar Loop.
So a lot of people celebrated over the weekend. And Kim and I have been having this conversation for a while now about driving while stoned and how you enforce that and all that. And in the background of all that, there's a product out there called Delta 8 that has some of the same THC content as marijuana, but it's not... apparently, it's not. You don't have to register it. There's not a lot of regulations. There's a couple of bills that would change that. And we've got Police Chief Chris DiGiuseppe with us this morning from the Lake St. Louis Police Department to talk a little bit more about that. Chief, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's start with the Delta 8 stuff. What do you know about it? And is it just available just on convenience store shelves right now?
Yeah, it's apparently it's available at gas stations, convenience stores, and such. So there's, from my understanding, there's a federal farm bill that protects hemp, and hemp in and of itself is not intoxicating. It has a delta 8. It's a micro amount of delta 8 inside of it, and it's in products like CBD and such. But what we've had is proponents that have for this delta 8, they've extracted it. They concentrate it, and then they put it into these snacks like candy and chips and soft drinks and such. So because of the farm bill, the protections of hemp, which says you can't regulate anything that's derived from hemp, there's no regulation on this Delta 8. So it is an intoxicating substance, but they sell it pretty much anywhere.
I mean, anyone selling it, though, could just essentially say, if an officer walked up, be like, yep, this is Delta 8. And then what really could you do at that point?
Well, that's the problem. You really can't do anything at that point. You know, it will, if we field tested it, it'll field test positive. It does have Delta 8 is basically THC. There's nothing we can do. It's protected. So, and you don't know. You don't know. Is it Delta 8? Is it Delta 9?
Right.
In marijuana, so pretty much we can't do anything. In fact, we had I spoke last week to a mother of a teenager who said, hey, my teenage daughter went in and purchased some of this stuff, and she wanted sanctions against this place that was selling it. Went to her local police department, and they said there's nothing we can do. She wrote the Health and Human Services, which oversees marijuana, and they said the same thing. It's if it's Delta 8, there's nothing we can do. There's no regulations on it.
Yeah, there's no age regulation, no nothing. So I mentioned this earlier. Right. I went to the city of Eureka. Chamber of Commerce had its world's biggest garage sale or yard sale out at the parking lot at Six Flags. And I'm out there, and Chief Wiegand points out to me that there's one of the vendors has set up with what looks like full gallon-sized bags filled with weed. And I'm over there looking at it, and it was actually this Delta 8, and there was nothing the police could do with the people selling this stuff.
Or at least they said it was Delta 8. That's my concern.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Our hands are pretty much tied on it. And we've been trying to get out in front of it and educate the public. There's a couple bills down in the legislature right now that are trying to regulate it. We would prefer it be completely banned, but, something's better than nothing. The other problem, too, is it's readily available and it's packaged to look like candy and cookies and snacks. And we're finding a lot of our younger people that are attaining this and taking it. We've even had some incidents where younger people, high schoolers, have been taking too much, been taken to the hospital, overdosed on it. So it's just a real problem. It's becoming a real problem, and we need to get in front of it.
Chief, I think your department may have been one of the first in this area to have this technology that's essentially like a breathalyzer. You pull somebody over and you think they're high, like 5 minutes, right? You're able to detect if they have, say, if they're under the influence of opioids or whatever the case may be, marijuana. How has that been going for you?
It's been going okay. These have been in place in other police departments and such. One of the things that people need to keep in mind with that is it acts like a PBT. So it's not necessarily to the level of a breathalyzer where it's certified from the FDA and such to where it will give you probable cause that you are intoxicated. But it's another piece of evidence and another indicator. And, with driving while under the influence of marijuana, or other drugs, you really need to get a DRE or drug recognition expert in there to try to make that case. With marijuana, it's difficult, THC, it's difficult because you only have about a 90-minute time frame to try to draw blood in order to determine if that person's intoxicated or not. And I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe that it's the Delta 9 that stays in the system is what they look for. To determine if you're intoxicated.
Wow.
So, but that tool is good. It gives us another piece of evidence that we can use in court.
So you're no longer allowed to search just if you walk up to a window and you smell weed, right? That's not a reason anymore.
My understanding is when we had that constitutional amendment that the reasonable suspicion for like the odor of marijuana. It used to be a basis for reasonable suspicion and such, but I believe that was restricted when that change came about.
So if you walk up to my car window and I reek of vodka, that is a reason for you to pull me out and give me a field sobriety test, but, smoke wafting through the car is not.
To my understanding, yeah. And you've got to watch utilizing that odor. That odor of marijuana.
That's amazing.
I mean,
reasonable suspicion.
Would you have to see them like swerving, and then if you rolled down the window, you could say like suspicion of driving under the influence, then you rolled it down and you smelled it. That would then be a reasonable reason to search them, right? Or do a test, field sobriety test. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you do the field sobriety test and such. Your basis, you have to have probable cause for your stop anyway, so you're going to need some type of traffic violation and then you can, subsequently investigate after that.
Well, Chief, we appreciate your time this morning. I hope they get some action down there on this Delta 8. Thank you.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you having us.
You bet. Take care of yourself, Chris DiGiuseppe there, Chief out in Lake St. Louis PD.
Don't drive high, kids.
This is what happens when you pass multiple page things that become part of the Missouri Constitution. Just because everybody wanted to get rich or stoned and not read what's in it, because they basically took all the teeth out of law enforcement. So when you see people driving down the road and a ball of smoke rolling out the window and you know they're high as hell, they're being treated differently than somebody who would be drinking and driving because of the it's in the Constitution now. It's crazy what they've gotten away with here. It really is.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.